is Overdue Conversations.
Today, we are going to be talking about our summer TBR.
Yeah, are you excited?
I am. I have a lot of books that I want to read.
Yeah, me too. I just started getting into audiobooks, and so I have quite a few on my list. I am a classics girly, and Jane Austen is free on the Audible app.
Okay.
So I have quite a few. Should I get started?
I hope they're actually good.
Yeah, it's got Claire Foy. She played the Queen of England in The Crown. And then Florence Pugh, you know, Black Widow's sister.
She narrates it?
Yeah, she narrated Persuasion. Okay. And it was great.
Okay, cool.
Because I love her.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I got it done in one day. It was like 9 hours. And then you speed it up just a little bit, yeah, and you're done probably 6 hours. So yeah, I just did chores all day. It was the best day ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a classics girly.
I am.
Cannot be me.
And it's because the books are so beautiful. I have the cloth bound penguin classics or something, and they're just beautiful. I haven't found any more that I really like in that version, but I have seen like HarperCollins, like she's painted some covers on them. Like just special editions. They're super cute. Yeah. I want them so bad. But yeah, that's on my list for my audiobooks. My first audiobook is All Systems Red. I'm trying to only listen to audiobooks that people say are better in audiobook form.
That's fair.
So All Systems Red, I think it's like a sci-fi-ish. I try to walk into books blind, so I'm not exactly sure. But the cover looks really cool, so I'm pretty stoked.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
The first on my list, well, it's a series. It's the Magnolia Parks universe.
Mm-hmm.
I've already read Magnolia Parks, so I want to read Daisy Hates, The Long Way Home, The Great Undoing, Into the Dark. But I'll probably space it out throughout the whole summer and not read them back to back.
Yeah. That's so cool that you can do that. I'm like, if I'm in a world, I have to stay in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's fun to come back to the world. Aww. Every so often. Because I used to be a serial series reader.
Like, yeah.
Read the whole series, jump to the next series, read the whole series. But the last series I read, I like took a break and I really appreciated that break. And I came back and I loved the last book, I think even more than I would have if I would have just stuck through the whole series.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'll have to try that.
Try it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But I think you should try it.
Okay. I can like soft DNF the book that I'm like trying to jump to.
Well, just the series. Because you're not like, do not finish it.
Right.
It's just you're putting it.
Yeah. But like the book that I pick up to interrupt the series, like I'll just like soft.
Oh, if you like don't, if you don't want to.
If I don't like the interruption.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And then read it after the series.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay, my next one is Lightlark, because people hate those books.
People do hate those books.
So
and
bad.
It's literally Summer in the same author, Summer in the City.
Yes.
And I low-key did not like her writing.
No way.
Yeah. And Lightlark gets a lot of hate.
Yeah.
But a lot of people also love Lightlark.
So I want to read an audiobook because then I won't be wasting as much time.
That's true.
I can speed it up and like get through it. But, like, why does she have so much... Oh, wait, you know what?
She's really good at marketing.
Yes, but her sister is, like, famous or something. So she's, like...
Really?
She's, what do you call it? Piggybacked off of her fame. And that's why, like, she has, like, the good, like, marketing and, like, all that.
Oh, I didn't know. Who's her sister?
Oh, man, I already forgot. Oh,
okay.
I'll tell you after this. But, yeah, she's got a lot of hype. But then, like, everyone's like, I hate him.
Yeah, a lot of people love Summer in the City. I didn't really like it. Like, it was okay. It was an okay romance, but definitely not my favorite romance book I've ever read.
Yeah.
But I've just seen a lot of hate about Lightlark.
Yeah. The cover's
But then
nice.
When she posts it, and, like, I see other people, and they're like, oh, it's, like, one of my favorite series. And I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing audiobook.
Yeah.
Just in case it's a waste of time.
And like the I'll Read What She's Reading pod, they all hated Lightlark. And I feel like I have similar taste.
Yeah.
Especially to Kennedy. I think me and Kennedy have like the most similar taste. And she hated it. So I'm like, I might hate it. So, but yeah, I think maybe doing it on audio
It's a good move.
Yeah. Okay, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
The Summer of Broken Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that by? Let me turn around and see. I can't even read it. But it's a it is a romance book.
Uh-huh.
My niece picked it out at Barnes & Noble the other day. So
that's so funny.
I'm going to read it.
Cool. Do you have any idea what it's about?
It's about summer and breaking rules.
That's fun. I like that. Along the lines of the Jane Austen like classics, I'm just going to knock out three of them. Sense and Sensibility, Mansfield Park, and Emma. I started Emma a while ago on like the free audiobooks on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to read it so that I can watch the movie. And
I kind of want to read it because that's my name.
Yeah, I'll let you know if it's good because okay. I know you don't like classics. But I started it and the Spotify version was like so bland, so robotic. So I think probably with someone's English accent narrating it is going to be like even better.
I hope so.
Yeah. So I want to get those out, especially since they're free. And I own the books already in the cloth bound. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. my next one is When in Rome by Sarah Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read a Sarah Adams book.
Me neither.
So I'm so excited to read When in Rome.
Yeah.
And it's short.
Yeah, that's true. I own Cheat Sheet.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And then there's a second one, like the Practice Makes Perfect or something.
Yeah, they're like interconnected series like Abby Jimenez,
yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I have a lot of romance books on my summer TBR.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time for that.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to get all the fantasy series mostly like that everyone else has read under my belt. Just so I can get rid of my FOMO.
I'm so excited for you to finish ACOTAR.
Yeah.
And then read Throne of Glass.
Yes. I don't know when I'm going to do.
And then Fourth Wing.
I think after I finish ACOTAR, then I can judge when I want Throne of Glass.
I think.
Because I don't want too much.
Throne of Glass is so, it's a big series.
It's giving me fall vibes, though.
Read it in the fall. I say read Fourth Wing before you read Throne of Glass, because it's only three books.
Yeah. But there's more coming.
I know, but I don't.
It sucks.
Girl, don't wait. Don't wait.
I hate waiting.
Don't wait to read it though, because it's so good. You need to be in the know. Iron Flame before Onyx Storm, because Fourth Wing's my like favorite book in the series, and it just like sticks in my head. So I,
wow,
yeah, it's because all the world building,
yeah,
and just like the relationships and everything.
I'm the same way.
But before the next one comes out, I'll probably reread the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice to open up the next book and have it all fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Was it my turn next? Did I just start talking? And then
I don't know. Just go.
Okay. Okay. So I have this on my audiobook TBR only because the hardback version that I want doesn't come out until August.
Oh,
so it's People We Meet on Vacation.
Yeah.
And that's a summer romance book.
It is. It's about vacation.
And I don't know if I want to listen to it on audiobook just because I love Emily Henry. She's like probably my favorite. So I'm like, do I want to listen to it and just get it off my list? Or should I wait until August? I don't think I can wait till August because I miss Emily Henry.
Have you read all her books?
Yes, I've read everything else except this one.
That's the only one I haven't read too.
Well, yeah,
The Great Big Beautiful Life, because I only read, well, I have all her books in paperback, so I have to wait till that one comes out in paperback.
We have the opposite issues.
Yeah, I like paperback. Narissa likes hardcover.
Yeah, I do. Unless the paperback are prettier.
That's fair.
Yeah, like ACOTAR.
I like some books in hardcover, but if I can get a paperback, I usually prefer a paperback.
Couldn't be me. I hate it.
They're so much easier to hold.
Okay. But then the cover like curves out.
Yeah, but you lay other books on top of it and then it flattens out. So it's fine.
Okay.
Okay. My next one is the Bone Shard Daughter series. Mm-hmm. I have the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only three books in the series. So yeah.
Is it going to continue? Or is it done?
I think it's done. Honestly, I have no idea. My mom picked out the Bone Shard Daughter when we went book shopping. Mm-hmm. She's like, here, read this. I was like, okay. I have no idea what it's about.
That's funny. Does she know what it's about?
No.
She just picked it up.
Well, I think she like read the synopsis on the back and picked it out, but she's never read it.
That's funny. That's sweet.
Yeah. But I like going into books blind.
Yeah.
And then I want to try to venture out into books that not a lot of people have talked about.
True.
Or I haven't heard a lot about. Yeah. Because book talk, I feel like, is so repetitive. Mm-hmm. About the same books.
Yeah, it's bandwagon.
It is. But sometimes it's like worth it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I want to contribute with books that no one else has read.
Yeah. When I knock out all the series that everyone on Book Talk has shared about, I'm going to like start being more original.
Yeah.
But I just want to get those out of my.
They're good. I feel like you have to.
Yeah. Because like I got bad FOMO.
Yeah.
Like really bad.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you know.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, well, download it in my brain.
You'll text me about, what is it? A Court of Mist and Fury.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Here's something I have to say about Nerissa. She tries to overanalyze everything. And I'm a vibe reader. Like, I just read for the vibes. And Nerissa's like, let me find every single plot twist. And I'm like, girl, just read. But that's where we, like, differ in our reading journeys. Like, mm-hmm. I just vibe, and Nerissa's like, oh, did you catch this? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. I don't like think about, I don't think a lot when I read.
Yeah.
About like stuff.
Yeah.
But you do, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that. But sometimes I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like that guy, the meme with like the mathematical equations, and he's like, and like the whiteboard behind him, like that's me when I'm reading a book. I'm like, what's the hidden meaning behind her throwing up? Or like,
yeah. And I'm just like, la-da-dee.
You're like, oh, she's throwing up. Next page.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's just sick.
I'm like, no, Emma, she's pregnant.
Yo, she's only in the second book, and she thinks she's pregnant. She don't say anything.
There's no other explanation. Okay, we're not going into this.
Another time. After.
This is not the podcast episode for this. Okay, my other audiobook is The Third Gilmore Girl by Kelly. Yeah.
It's like a memoir, right?
Yeah, it's her memoir. I like memoirs. I really loved Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls.
I've tried a memoir on audio, and I tried reading Educated, or I tried listening to Educated. Oh, it just put me to sleep every time I got in my car.
That's hilarious. What is... That is her name, like Tara something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have another nicer way to say this. What is her importance? Like,
I don't know really what she's famous for, but her dad, like the book is about her family and like her dad. I don't know what I don't know. Okay, her very religious, but it's I don't know if it was like. I don't think it's Mormon. I don't know what branch they are.
Not like non-denominational though.
No.
Okay.
And basically dad's like, the world's going to end and we're preparing for the world to end. And he doesn't let them go to school. Yeah. Like, okay. And like, he's like mean. Mm-hmm. And so it's like her story of their childhood and everything. And I think maybe... if I was reading it, I would have liked it better. So maybe I'll come back to it and read it instead of listen to it.
That actually sounds good to me.
It's interesting. I just think the narrator, does she narrate it?
I can look.
I don't know. But I do enjoy when the authors narrate their own books.
Yeah, that is so cool. I think The Third Gilmore Girl, she narrates it.
Okay, cool.
And I love her so much. It's narrated by Julia Whelan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Julia.
That's funny. So maybe I'll read it then. Because I love cult stuff. Like, maybe, I don't know, she's in a cult or whatever, her dad. But
I don't think they're in a cult. I think he's just like, I do like cults too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. You guys know what I mean. I like learning about cults and like.
Yeah, the psychological.
Yes.
Like, yo, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that aspect.
Like the Kool-Aid and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not support cults.
No, neither do I.
Jesus all the way, brother.
Yes. But I do like to read and like watch about cults.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Happy Shining People or something.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh wait, maybe that was That Big Family. Oh my gosh. You're
talking about the cheaper, not cheaper by the dozen.
Yeah. One of those
families. 19 Kids and Counting or whatever.
Maybe. Shiny Happy People, The Duggar.
The Duggar. Okay, wait,
that's not a cult, but like kind of his.
I used to watch The Duggars all the time. Sorry, no, we've gone off.
Yeah, we are. We have that. Well, that was good though. Shiny Happy People. I love stuff like that. You haven't seen it? Go watch it right now.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Okay, you're next.
Oh, okay. I have the Happy Ever After playlist by Abby Jimenez.
Yes,
because I read The Friend Zone, so I need to read that because I want to go in order. So I don't want to jump to like Part of Your World when I haven't finished the Friend Zone trilogy in quotations.
We need a name for that. We need to.
It's like an interconnected series.
We need to like create a name and then.
What do you mean?
Like.
For Abby Jimenez? Like the.
No, like the trilogy thing. Like. But it's not a trilogy.
It's not really a trilogy. Yeah.
We need like a name for it that sticks and people start using it. You know? We need to curate a name.
Okay, that's your job. You're more creative than I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll work on that. That would be so funny. That'd be so cool. Then I get like Instagram famous.
You can patent it.
Yeah.
Get a patent. My mom used to work in patents.
Oh.
So she can help you out. Well, she's not a lawyer.
I know.
She's a paralegal. But
okay. Yeah, I don't know those terms. Okay. What was your next one?
The Happy Ever After.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess we're off track. Yeah, I want to read those too. I'm just in the phase of like getting all the series out of my way that everyone else has read.
That's fair.
So maybe my romance section will grow, but right now I'm just feeling like I'm not a fantasy person, but I just want to get these series out of my way.
Well, what?
I think they'll be
good. Are you really not a fantasy person?
I think not. Divine Rivals, like the idea was good.
Don't count that.
Okay. Okay, wait. The idea was good. It just wasn't executed well. Like I could write probably something better. Like
I could take Divine Rivals is your only dip into fantasy besides ACTAR.
Do I? Powerless, but that was not even fantasy either.
Kind of.
There was like one monster and they have powers and what was he? He was a wielder.
ACTAR.
So he got other people's powers.
ACTAR's not even high fantasy. So, like, if you want to read high fantasy, which you might like, is, like, Brandon Sanderson.
Hmm.
Like, he's high fantasy.
What does he write?
I've never read any of his books, but I want to.
Hmm.
My old boss used to love Brandon Sanderson. Well, she still does. But I do. He's, like, high fantasy.
Interesting. Because Powerless, like, Kit, he could do fire and water.
Sorry.
But bless you.
Thanks.
But he like didn't fight anyone with his fire and water. Like they possessed their abilities, but they didn't use them. You know, Kai was the only one that used them. And then, like, yeah, just there wasn't like they had them, but they didn't use them.
That series is one that I will accept no criticism on.
Yeah,
criticism on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like ACTAR is more fantasy than what you've read.
I loved Powerless. I just don't think it's fantasy enough.
Okay.
And then, I'm on ACTAR.
Don't say you don't like fantasy until you've read Throne of Glass.
Yeah, until I finish Caraval, Fourth Wing, Throne of Glass,
Once Upon a ACTAR, Broken Heart.
Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Then you can make your say on if fantasy is for you or not.
Exactly. I will
because
be experienced enough.
I didn't think I was into fantasy until I read Fourth Wing.
Okay.
And Fourth Wing was the series that got me into fantasy.
When I started reading and you were like dragons and dragons talking, I was like, what the heck?
Oh no, but I'm like, I could literally kiss Taryn. You know, I'm like,
is that a dragon?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'd marry him.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Yeah. I marry him.
Funny.
He's so funny.
Okay, so my next audiobook I want to read is The Let Them Theory. I guess it's like a self-help book.
Oh.
Okay, I think like the premise of the book is in the title. It's like, let them do them and then like have peace and contentment.
Okay.
I haven't read the synopsis. I've just heard people really like it, or okay. that it's like life changing.
Once you read it, let me know.
Yeah. And then I want it read to me because I'm not a self-help person. But yeah. people like this book so much that I want it in my
let's try it, you know?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
your repertoire.
Yeah, exactly.
The next one on my list is People We Meet on Vacation. Mm-hmm. But I'm saving that until we actually go on vacation.
Yeah.
To the beach. So
that is so far away. September.
I know, we're going in September.
That's really far away.
Beginning of September though. So
still.
I know.
Why are you waiting that long?
Because his job finishes, I think, in August. Okay. And he has to be there. Because I think he's the one finishing the job he's gotcha. On. So we have to wait till he's done.
Gotcha.
And September, all the kids are back in school, so it won't be busy. Because we go in August.
True.
Kids are like, it's still summer, last little, you know, beach trip before school. But yeah. September, everyone's in school.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
It's not busy.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and it's still really hot.
Okay, People We Meet on Vacation. My hardback gets here in August, so maybe we can read it together.
Yeah, if you want to wait till September.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I should just borrow your paperback and just get it. Like, just, I want to read it. I miss Emily Henry so bad. You want me to wait on you?
Yeah.
I'm a good friend.
We haven't read a book together in a long time.
Yeah, like 1 month.
Yeah.
Or like beginning of May.
But we were reading like every single book together.
Yeah, we were.
And then we haven't read a book together.
Yeah, because there was like one point, there was like something I needed to read. Oh, it was Powerless. I needed to catch up on Powerless. I'd never read it, but mm-hmm. you had. And you were...
I had to read Fearless.
Yeah, you
I read it
ditched
without
me.
You. Sorry. I got it and I said, I have to.
Yeah. So yeah, since then we've just been reading our own.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because then you can give me recommendations.
True.
I can give you recommendations.
True. Yeah. I'm just catching up.
Yeah.
Another audiobook that, well, it's free, I think, and this is why I want to read it, and it's because it gets so much hate. It's Lights Out. Have you heard about that one?
No.
It's like blue and black, and they wear these like white masks. Like they look like
the Purge.
Oh. No, they look like the Purge, where like they have like the hockey masks and the holes in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this like a thriller?
I think like a dark romance.
Oh, I don't know if you're gonna like a dark romance.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be inappropriate, but it's free on Audible.
I guess try it and just see.
Yeah, but it gets so much hate, so I'm like, I don't want to waste my time reading it.
Yeah,
and if it's free, you might as well. Like, that's why I pay for Audible, like get free books, you know?
Yeah.
Well, quote unquote free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're next.
Okay, the next one I have is The Art of Catching Feelings. This is a romance book, and I picked it up because it had like a baseball player
mm-hmm.
on the cover. And those of you don't know, but I'm married to a baseball player, but growing up, he doesn't play baseball professionally, y'all, but he did play baseball. I just had a type, and they were all baseball players. And I love baseball, so
that is so funny.
I saw the cover and I was like, this is cute. It's kind of like the not cartoon, it's like comic book.
Yeah,
and it just looked really cute and I've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'll read it.
Yeah, it is cute.
And so, and it's about baseball, so I'm like, I've never read a baseball book. Well, yeah. A romance book surrounded by baseball.
I don't think I've read a sports one yet. I don't know if that's gonna be my cup of tea.
I read a few sports romance books, and they're pretty good. But, yeah.
My next one, I think you'll like this. You'll have to tell me if this is a good idea. But it's Project Hail Mary.
I read that.
On audiobook.
Okay. I started it on Audible.
Okay.
And I just enjoyed reading it better.
Really?
But it's so funny. Like, the guy is actually hilarious. So.
Because it's like a robot or something. What's the second character? Like,
he's an alien.
Okay. And so you don't think like his voice or something?
I didn't get to his voice. I was like falling asleep because I was listening to it on a road trip, and I naturally just get really sleepy.
Gotcha.
On a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a drive is longer than 30 minutes, I'm falling asleep. And so that's it was funny. A 5-hour drive for me, and I started it on Audible, and it just wasn't keeping me awake.
Interesting.
So maybe if you're just like at home, like cleaning, mm-hmm. doing your stuff, you might enjoy it a lot better.
That's usually what
and I'm not doing. Just like in a car driving on a highway for 5 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully
it's funny. It's really funny.
Good. Yeah.
It made me LOL. I have a few books that make me LOL. Yeah. So. And that's story. One of them. It's very science heavy though.
Yeah. I think I can just like skip past that. I don't need to understand matter, it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What's your next one?
Oh, Life's Too Short by Abby Jimenez.
Of course.
Who the else? Last interconnected book in the series.
Mm-hmm.
In the series.
Yeah. I need a term. I can't do this. Because it's not a trilogy.
It's not really a trilogy. It's just interconnected.
Yeah.
Same world, same characters.
I'm going to coin a term. Okay. Now I'm in my romance section of like my physical TBR. I have Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Have you read it?
No, I just don't like her.
Really? I love her.
I've read 2 books by her now, and she's just not my vibe.
I loved One True Loves. I wish I didn't know the premise before I read it, but I still loved it anyway. Mm. What's the second one you read?
I read the Evelyn Hugo.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
okay.
it's called.
I'm Seven ignoring Husbands. That book. I'm ignoring its
I don't read it. It's, existence. I don't think you would like it.
Yeah.
And I read it like 2 or 3 years ago. And I did not enjoy it. So
yeah, I'm ignoring that it exists.
I didn't really like One True Loves either.
No way. Why? Because you knew?
Well, I just I don't really love her writing style. I do want to read Daisy Jones and the Six though.
Yes, I hear that one's so popular.
Same. I think I do want to read that one, but One True Loves, I just think. Knowing he was alive at the beginning. Sorry, spoilers. But it's not really a spoiler because you learn in the first chapter that he's actually alive.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you've read the synopsis of the book, you know.
Yeah. So I'm like, I think it would have hit different if we didn't know he was alive and then boom, plot twist, he's actually alive.
Yeah.
It would have been more impactful.
For sure. But I still loved it anyway.
No, I didn't. I didn't like the choosing between two people. I don't know. I'm just not into that.
Oh, I loved it.
Not me. Because I liked the character that she didn't choose.
Yeah, me too. There was one aspect of one of the characters' relationship that I was like, that was unnecessary. It was the last night together.
Yeah.
I was like, that's actually so wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
She's just not my... I'm not going to pick up her books and be like, I can't wait to read this.
That's true. With Malibu Rising, I'm not like, I've got to read it. I'm only reading it because I loved One True Loves.
Yeah.
And maybe at that point,
she has a lot of books. She just came out with a new one.
Yeah, I think. Oh, Atmosphere. It comes out June 3rd or something.
What? Is she the one that wrote about that tennis one? It's like Carrie Soda is so back. It's about tennis.
Oh, I don't know.
Whoever wrote that, I kind of want to read it. Is it her? I forget things though. Okay, your turn.
No, I think it's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn? Oh. I want to read the Assistant to the Villain series.
Yeah.
It's a 3-book series.
The cover's really cute. The purple?
They are. I think the third one comes out in August.
Mm-hmm. That's not too long of a wait.
Yeah.
So you can push it off.
Yeah. Or I can just like, you know, start one, take a break, read the second one.
I can't do that though.
I've heard really great things about it. I've also heard some things about it, but that's like every book.
It's YA, right?
I think so. I don't know.
I think it's YA.
I love YA stuff, though.
Yeah, I think it's YA, and that's why people don't love it.
Maybe.
It's not enough for them, but I think it's enough for us.
Yeah.
My other one is Summer in the City, and you said you hated it. Or you didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't like her writing.
Yeah, you wouldn't recommend it.
I don't think I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Like, there's other romance books that I would recommend. Definitely, like, way before I recommend Summer in the City.
I only want to read it because it's so cute. I am a judge by the cover person.
Me too.
And I own that. No disrespect.
And I check Goodreads before I read any book.
True. It has to have 4 stars and up.
Even if it has, like, 3.5. Because I'm not a harsh critic when I read. So usually if a book overall has like at least 3.5 stars, I'm like, oh, I'll probably enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's cute. It's just very, I feel like, unrelatable. It's about a billionaire. Like,
yeah, that's,
come on, girl.
That makes sense. And then I've heard it's like a he falls first, and I haven't read anything like that.
You'll love The Love Wager.
Perfect. But that's the only one I don't own.
There's definitely more I have on there. I just haven't really. Oh, Better Than the Movies is a he falls first, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I have that one.
What else? I think Today, Tonight, Tomorrow, He Falls First.
I keep putting that in my cart and then not buying it.
It's so good.
I know, and that's why it keeps going in my cart.
It's literally, you know, like Assassins we play in high school?
Yeah.
That's literally what the book's about.
Fun.
But high school, like, cutie, a little bit of enemies to lovers. Yeah.
Cute.
It is so cute. And I think I read it in like 2 days because I was like, I gotta keep reading.
Speaking of Lynn Painter.
Oh, love her.
I have a lot of books on my list compared to you. So I'll just knock them out. Lynn Painter. I have The Do-Over, Better Than the Movies, yeah. Nothing Like the Movies.
Love.
And, oh, wait. That's it. Well, wait. Betting on You.
Betting on You is so good.
Yes.
The Do-Over is based on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so maybe I read it on Valentine's, like, around that time. And it just hit different because it was about Valentine's Day.
Okay, let me write that down. Read in February.
Yeah, read it in February. But Betting on You is really cute. It has like a fake dating trope. And I love the fake dating trope.
Betting on You. Okay.
It's probably my favorite trope.
Fake dating is your favorite trope?
One of them. Like top five. Single bed trope.
We should make an episode of tropes.
We should.
And like, I don't know, describe what we like to our like listeners. You know?
Yeah, like what tropes we like, what tropes we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be fun. Okay, what do you have next?
Okay, this is in question marks because I'm just scared to start it. It is Red Rising.
Yeah.
I'm just scared because it's so hyped and it's a really big series.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, I've never heard an ill thing about Red Rising.
That's a good news.
So I think it's kind of like Magnolia Parks. I was so scared to start Magnolia Parks, but once I was in it, I was hooked. So I think Red Rising is going to be the same thing.
Oh, it's like sci-fi, right?
Yeah, it's like sci-fi fantasy.
Okay. Interesting.
I like sci-fi.
Yeah, I only want to read it because Kennedy loves Pierce Brown so much.
I know.
We're talking about Kennedy from I'll Read What She's Reading podcast.
She's my girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and her have, I feel like me and her have a lot of the same reading.
Do you know interests. If they've done the Read Your Color test?
I don't think so.
That would be a good idea for them. Because then we can know like who we most relate to.
Yeah.
Okay, so side story, the Read Your Color is like, you answer, I don't know, 30 questions, and then they give you a color of, like, what kind of reader you are,
mm-hmm.
and it associates with, like, your reading personality, and Emma and I are both yellows. That's why we're friends. That's why we're book besties. But speaking on that, I follow this girl on Instagram. I don't know her, and she did one of those book taste test posts, and all the books that she had, I was like, I would read every single one of those, or I have read every single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what color reader are you? And she's like, I've never heard of that. So I gave her the test and she was a yellow reader. And I was like, I knew it. Ooh. Like, I could just tell you're a yellow reader. And it's so fun being able to like, just look at what a person likes and know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't really like, what do you call it? Like the number thing.
The Enneagram?
Yes. I don't do that. I don't support it. I think there might be some issues with it. But it's like that, but for
people
books.
Make it their whole personality.
Yeah. They're so. Like, yeah, I get that. But that's what it's like. So it's really fun. I don't know. It feels like it connects us. You know.
Yeah. I'm going through my Goodreads, like want to read. And I really want to read the Renegade series because Kennedy recommended it.
I've never heard of that.
The Renegade series, I think it's kind of like superheroes.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know really anything about it, but I'll read what she's reading pod. They've all read it, and I think they've all loved it.
I was just told about this series called The Circle. It's a Christian kind of series, but so it's basically about this guy who wakes up like in our society, like in our world. Mm-hmm. And then when he goes to sleep, he is in the world before sin fell and before the fall. And so he gets to see like marriage, how it was intended to be. He gets to see our interaction with animals with how it's intended to be, because like,
that's cool.
It's believed that like we used to be able to talk to animals and stuff. And that's how Satan was able to
the circle.
Yeah. Ted Dacher, I think. Oops. I might be saying that wrong. Okay, but that...
Oh, yeah. The Circle Trilogy, Ted Dacher.
Dacher? Okay. Dacher. Because when you said...
It has really good reviews.
Yeah. When you said superheroes, that's what it made me think of.
I kind of...
And it's Christian.
That.
And I was like, that sounds fun.
Someone said, this is the best trilogy I have ever read in my whole entire life.
Wow. Wow. And it's 20 years old. So take that into consideration when you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I read Agatha Christie that was written like 1930. So...
Okay, that's a classic, girl.
I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
I read and then there were none. I think the story, like if I would have read and then there were none in the 1930s, I bet this is the best book I've ever read.
Exactly. Exactly. Like they are the pillars that every book today are built on.
Yes. And I think I'm glad I read it because I can say I've read Agatha Christie.
That's such a cute name.
But Agatha,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Aggie.
Yeah.
That is cute. but yeah, not for me. Her writing, it was really hard to read. But yeah. It was also written 1930.
Yeah, so. you're not from her society.
So, can't say I hated it because of
that,
but at the same time, I did hate it.
My next physical TBR is Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez, of course. Mm. I hear great things, like best book she's written.
See, I've heard opposite. I've heard it's not very good.
Interesting.
Like, people rate it, like, lower than the Part of Your World trilogy. Series, whatever.
I think what I've seen is like it's Part of Your World first, and then like the Friend Zone maybe, and then Say You'll Remember Me. Like that's the order like people like the most. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the people I'm involved with, I think Say You'll Remember Me is like most loved.
I want to read Main Characters by Hannah Orenstein. I don't know. It's a really cute cover. And I've heard mixed things about it, but I do want to read
Show
it.
Show me.
Here.
Oh.
It's cute. It's
Maine,
like it's new. Like Maine. Like
I love Maine.
I do too.
Oh my gosh.
I love Maine.
Have you seen The Lost Kitchen?
No. Oh, you told me about it.
I did. Watch it. It's so good. I think that like watching that show gave me like a good picture of what Maine is like. So anything in Maine, I think there's never mind. But anything in Maine, that's what I picture.
Yeah.
Because of that show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to read that now. Maine Characters.
Yeah, do it.
That is so cool. My next one, have you heard of Emma Gray?
That was literally Pictures of You.
I'm literally looking at that right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want to read that too.
Dude, that's crazy.
Okay, that was next on mine.
Because in my book club era, like loves her so much. Emma Gray. So Pictures of You, I definitely want to read.
Same.
And then The Last Love Note is like a sad romance. Like,
aww.
Like you're going to probably cry a lot.
That reminds me of Rebecca Yarros, like her romance, her military romance books. I want to read them,
but
I'm scared.
Me too.
Because I don't want to cry.
I think that might be on my list. I can't remember. Yeah. Rebecca Yarros. I have her audiobook. It's The Things We Left Unfinished, I think. So, yeah.
I want to read more Ellen Hildebrand.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Ellen?
I think it's Elin.
Elin?
I could be wrong.
Honestly, I don't know. But I've read The Perfect Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I want to read The 5-Star Weekend. By her. I hear it's one of her better books.
If I start Elin, I want probably to read all of them back to back.
Kind of like Brady.
Yeah.
Brady did.
Okay, so Brady is reading Elin Hildebrand, but she's reading a few books in between, understandably.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I want to read it publication order like she is, but I also want to read them, like, back to back to back to back to back to back.
You don't think you would get bored of the same kind of like writing style?
I don't know. I really like what I've heard is that it's all in Connecticut and I love that idea.
Yeah. There's a lot in like, what's that really fancy, or like all the rich people go to Nantucket.
Oh yeah,
like a lot of her stuff is in Nantucket.
Okay,
because
that just sounds so fun.
Like, so is The Perfect Couple was in Nantucket.
Mm-hmm. That just sounds like the perfect summer romance. Yeah. Like, get stuck in Connecticut, get stuck in Nantucket. What is it? Nantucket.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Did you go last? No, we were talking about Pictures of You. You go.
Okay. I want to read The Favorites also.
Yes.
By Lane Fargo.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I almost got it on Book of the Month, but I passed it up to get something else. I forgot. Oh, I got Count My Lies instead. But I wish I would have gotten The Favorites because it is so good. Well, I heard it's really good.
Yeah. And then I hear that her other things are really good too.
I've never heard for other things, but I'm excited to read more once I read The Favorites.
My next TBR for the summer, just to get everything out of my way, is I want to finish ACOTAR. So by the time this podcast comes out, I think I'll need to finish A Court of Frost and Starlight and A Court of Silver Flames.
Okay.
I think I'll have the last two. And then those are like super smutty and like shorter than the other ones. So I think I'll be done with them really fast.
Wait, which one?
Frost and Starlight.
Well, that one sounds not smutty.
It has some.
Not really. No. I don't remember it having like it.
Too bad. But the last one does for
sure. The last one, yeah. It's like the whole book.
Yeah. So then I get to skip a lot of pages and I'll be done with the best.
I don't know. That one's thick. That's a thick boy.
There's a lot of smut.
Like, there's a lot of smut.
Like 8 pages straight.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I skip smut, y'all.
Yeah, we just read the dialogue if it's even like
necessary.
Necessary. Sometimes it's just like them be like, oh, please. I'm like, skip.
Yeah. Yeah, I mark smut before I read it, and then I can just know when it's coming, and then just flip the page, you know.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have one more, and it is a Holly Jackson book, and I'm a big Holly Jackson fan, but this book is getting released in July, I think July 22nd. It's not quite dead yet.
Interesting.
I'll read anything by Holly Jackson.
I haven't heard anything about that.
It's, I follow her on Instagram, and that's why she was like talking about it, but I don't know anything about it. But she writes a lot of thriller, like twisty young adult stuff, and I just really enjoy it. So I'm excited for Not Quite Dead Yet.
Holly Jackson, she writes A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, right?
Yes.
And I have Five Survive by her as well.
Yes.
That sound, Five Survive, I'm leaning towards more. Like,
you can read it because it's only, it's a standalone.
Yeah, I know.
That's, and it's great. Over like 8 hours, so it's really fast paced.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
But it's good too.
I'm waiting for October-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do September. Okay. So my next series is the Caraval series.
Oh,
so
love.
Caraval, Legendary, Finale, and Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Spectacular, I would read that in December because it's Christmas.
Wait for it.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the series.
So I have the Fourth Wing series.
Yes.
Like I said, just get it out of my way. Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, Onyx Storm. Super excited. I have the cutest bookmark for that series. I'm so stoked to use it. My next one is Nightingale. That is one of the books I am most scared to pick up. Because I loved The Women. Like, it is my favorite book of all time. And The Four Winds was insanely disappointing. I should not have read The Women first. I think I would have loved The Four Winds more. But yeah, Nightingale's next. And it's been sitting on my shelf forever, so I just need to read it. I think I'll like it.
I think you will. I think maybe read it in the fall.
I know.
I probably won't read any historical fiction this summer.
I know, but I need to like switch it up genre-wise because I have a lot of fantasy and romance.
Yeah,
like that's literally all
I'll probably throw in a thriller here and there.
Yeah, I've got quite a few thrillers. I have First Lie Wins, Five Survive, like I just said, and then Good Girl's Guide to Murder. That's 4 books. That's crazy. Killjoy, should I read it right after or before?
Honestly, you don't even really need to read Killjoy. I would read it first because I read it after the whole series, and it was just kind of like, oh, why am I reading this? I read it though because it was part of it. It's the, the prequel. It's really short.
It came out after, right?
Yeah, it's really short. It just sets up A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Okay. I'm going
to... I think you'll really like A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
I hope so. People like, have said that's the series that got them back into reading.
The third book is amazing. The second book's kind of slow.
Okay.
But it's still good. The first book's really good. Mm-hmm. The third book's my favorite, though.
Okay. Okay, I'll read Killjoy first. Let me write that up. Because I'm only going to read it because you gave it to me.
Yeah, I would read it first. I think it's like 150 pages, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty thin.
It's really small.
And then I'm reading this one because you gave it to me. One, two, it's becoming an Amazon Prime like movie or TV show. But We Were Liars.
Oh yeah.
Is that a thriller?
It's like a mystery.
Yeah, mystery. Okay.
A lot of people hate on that book. I'm scared you're not gonna like it because the writing style.
Oh.
It's kind of slow. I only reread it because I read it when I was like 12 and I was shook by the ending. But then after knowing the ending and then reading it again last year, I was like, how did I not catch all these like things happening?
You were 12.
Probably because I was 12. Also, I'm just like a vibe reader, so I don't pick up on things when I'm reading. But the writing style is just so weird. But I do think like it's a book that you should read.
Okay. Well, I am a big like read the book before the movie or show person, and I'm super encouraged by something becoming a TV or show or a TV show or movie, to read a book. Like I'm like, okay, that's my reward for reading this book.
Yeah.
And so like Long Bright River that just came out, and I have that. I need to read, but I'm not picking it up. I read her The God of the Woods by Liz Moore, and she wrote Long Bright River. God of the Woods, no, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
It's just a pretty cover. Like I said, I judge by the cover, and sometimes that screws me over.
There, I read a book in January. It is called The Last Thing He Told Me. It's a series on Prime. I didn't know this, and I think I rated the book 3 out of 5 stars, but it's like, I don't really want to watch the TV show. Is that bad?
Because the book wasn't that good?
I mean, the book was okay. It's just like, also I'm not really in a TV watching mood.
Yeah.
The only show I'm watching right now is Max and Hall for like the fourth time.
That's funny. Is The Survivor over?
Yeah, we haven't watched the last two episodes, but I already know who won.
Oh, bummer.
I know. It came up on Instagram. I was like, oh, okay. I'm okay with the winner.
Yeah.
So
the last thing he told me, so like I feel like they pick up okay books and then twist them to make them good movies and shows. You know what I mean?
Like it has a good actress on it. Oh, I don't remember who it was. But I agree with that. Like, okay, A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, they kind of switch it up in the TV show.
Oh, there's a show.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Yes, the show, the first season came out last year, like last summer.
Okay.
And it's about the first book.
So the first season came out last year. Okay, so then there's going to be 2 or 3 more seasons.
I'm sure.
Okay.
It's based in the UK. So the book, she's from the UK. And so, but what we read is the US version. Like there's a US version, there's a UK version. The UK book is based in the UK, and then our book that we read is based in the US. It's like,
why?
Probably because it's more like relatable. I don't know, but the show's in the UK.
Okay.
Because she's a UK author.
So they have accents.
Yeah.
So in our US version, is she from the UK, but she's in like American schools?
No. Okay. So like the lingo.
Okay.
In our book's American, but then like in the UK version, there's like UK lingo.
Like how they say uni instead of college.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like a trash can is like the bin, you know?
Okay, but I like that. I like switching it up.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't know. She printed a US version.
She's like dumb Americans.
Probably.
Okay. My last... No, I'm kidding. Hopefully I get all these books done. Oh, wait. Did I say First Light Wins?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. My last one is Wild Dark Shore. I've heard it's a mystery.
That's on my list.
Okay.
But it's not on my list for the summer. It's on my list for the fall.
It is just because I have so much fantasy and romance that I'm like, just in case I need to switch it up, here's an option.
Yeah.
And I heard it's like all genres in one, but maybe mainly a mystery.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But I'm a judge by the cover, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. So
it is a pretty cover.
Yeah. I'm stoked. I can't wait to read it. I just got it in the mail.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's all I got.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah, a lot of them, like 10 of them are audio though.
I always make a TBR, but I never stick to it. So, but my main goal is to read all the books I have on my physical TBR before I go and buy a ton of other books.
Yeah, everything on my list I own.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I have Bear Town, but I won't read that till the winter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same. I have Never in the Conditions of Will by Jessa Hastings, but I have to finish Magnolia Parks first.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to like read them right after Magnolia Parks because I want to live in Jess's writing for as long as possible. So yeah, I think you need to read The Wedding People. I think you should add that to your TBR.
Okay. What is it? Like,
it's fiction.
Okay.
It's really good. It talks about like suicide.
Yeah.
And just like basically finding out who you are.
Self-discovery kind of.
Yeah. It's good. I really enjoyed it. I got it from Book of the Month, and I'm really glad I did.
If I need to switch it up, I will.
Yeah, it's a good, like, kind of palate cleanser, because it's a it's pretty short, and it's not fantasy, not really romance. It's just fiction. So, I always recommend The Wedding People. Like, that's, like, one book I always recommend.
Interesting. We will report back at the end of the summer of what we did and did not read, and what we got to, what we didn't get to. And what we are ignoring.
Yeah. Because I'm a mood reader.
Yeah.
Through and through.
I like to read by genre. Like, I'll read a fantasy, a romance, historical fiction. But I am really scared of Nightingale. So I have a feeling I'm going to be ignoring that one the whole summer.
I think it's so crazy because The Nightingale is really good.
I know.
But it's like, I'm scared to read Red Rising.
Right.
I am so scared to read it. But I don't know why, because I've only heard great things.
Yeah. It's so silly. I love it. I love how we're all different.
I know. Okay. But yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
Talking about our summer TBR.
Yeah.
If y'all have any books on your summer TBR that are similar to ours, let us know.
Yeah. Drop it in the comments.
And
to be here.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Overdue Conversations. And then we each have book Instagrams as well that are linked in our Instagram page.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Let us know what you want to hear from us next. And thanks for tuning in. Bye.